How about when we wear what, as we call it, a talis katan, right? When we wear tzitzis, as we call it, as opposed to a talis. Talis is usually, you know, a big garment. And tzitzis is usually like, you know, what we call, they used to call it talis katan. They still call it talis katan. But the vernacular has really changed. So again, with a talis katan, with tzitzis, how do you wrap yourself in that? You know, practically, what do you do in that type of case? So again, so the Mechaber says, you wrap yourself in the tzitzis and you make a bracha standing. So the Mishnah Berurah that says, every berachas hamitzah you do standing. And then base, we did base already, but again, just to read it so or learn it so we get a running start so we could do that Mishnah Berurah, which we did not do. Say the artifa. So the way, when we say you wrap yourself, how do you wrap yourself? What does that mean, you wrap yourself? So the Machaber says, Kederek b'nei Adam shemiskasim b'ksusan v'oskim b'malachan. Like people wearing their clothes. So now again, don't forget, in those days they didn't have clothes like we do. Those days they had robes, things like that. So again, like people would wrap themselves when they're wearing their clothes and going to work, about to go to work. So... excuse me. So obviously, we could see from that Machaber, they didn't have clothes like we have today. We don't wrap ourselves in clothes. I don't know. Maybe you could say a jacket, maybe a little bit. I don't know. Pamim b'kisurosh, pamim b'gilurosh. Sometimes their head was covered. Sometimes their head was uncovered. But no matter what it may be, the Mishnah Berurah explains, kisurei guf l'chudei have ituf. That the main thing of when we are talking about wrapping ourselves with tzitzis, the main idea of that is wrapping our body. Wrapping our body. And again, we saw the rest of the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah said those people who just put the tzitzis over their shoulders, like a shawl type of thing, that is not ein yotzin yedei chovat tzitzis b'zeh. That does not fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis, because again, you're not wrapped. We'll see why is that? What's the concept being wrapped up in tzitzis? But what that brings us to, oh, and then the Mechaber continues on page 26. V'nachan shi'achas rosh v'talis, but it's best to cover your head with the talis. Okay. So let's do the Mishnah Berurah now. Again, it's a long Mishnah Berurah, but we're going to try to do all of it because it is an important Mishnah Berurah. And that is the Mishnah Berurah Dalet, Betalis, on page 26. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, Shekisoy zeh, wrapping ourselves in this way, Machnia lev ha'adam mevia lidei yira shamayim. So again, this is going on the part of the Mechaber, and the Mechaber says, the best thing is to have your head also, your body, again, so from the previous Mishnah Berurah, in Gimel we saw the main idea of an ituf is the body. One's body should be wrapped in the tzitzis. Now he's saying, Machaber says, it's best also the head, right? Also the head. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, because that brings us to subjugating our heart to Hashem, and brings us to Yerushalayim. Okay? I am B'tash, Adato D'nachon Shlo Yasser Akuvah Katan Shal Rosh HaVe'isa Tefila, and the Taz says it's best not to remove this small hat, called Yarmulke, from your head at the time of davening. Ashu Machas Rosh HaVe'talas Gamkein, even though you have the talis over your head, right? Ever think about that? Like, again, you have to have your head covered when you daven, make a bracha. So good, I have a talis over the head. So what I need, you know, I don't know if people are hot or whatever. So, right, take off the yarmulke and just have the talis. Teretz says, you're right, really you could. But the Taz says, the nachon, right, it's proper not to do that. To have the little hat, the yarmulke on, at the time of davening, even though your head is covered by the talus, Still, it's best to have the yarmulke also. Kasav Bach, the Sarkshaya Talis al Rosho Mitchila Satfila Vad Sofa. This is very interesting. The Bach writes that you have to have the talis on your head from the beginning of tefillah until the end. Val Kopanim, okay, so now this is very interesting because some of you might say, and of course a lot of people do that, right? The Mishnah Berurah says that from the Bach, that you're supposed to have the talis over your head from the beginning of tefillah until the end. Right? So everyone knows. Now again, some people in shul don't do that, but a lot of people in shul follow the yeshiva's minog, that we don't have it on at the beginning. We don't wear a talis over our head, unless you're saying Kaddish. We don't have a talis over our head during Pesukah de Zimra. We pop it on at Yishtabach. We follow the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, from the beginning of tefillah ad sofa, from the beginning until the end. Answer is, what's tefillah? No, so to give you an insight into this, again, I don't know if anybody remembers, but when I was in Avelis for my mother a few years ago, so the question was like this, that the Hashkama Minyan, even now, but from its inception, I don't know how this, but it's a thing that, I don't know it's a thing, but happens to me, I do Davim Pesukah de Zimra. I'm the one who starts Pesukah de Zimra on Shabbos morning. So the Shilohs, you know, we all know an Ovel doesn't daven from the Amid on Shabbos. So could I daven Pesukah de Zimra on Shabbos while I was in Avelos? So I felt it was mutter because if I didn't, it'd be Avelos before Hesio, because everybody would say, hey, why is... Someone's always talking about Pesukah de Zimra. Why isn't he saying davening Pesukah de Zimra? Oh, he's an Ovel. So we know you're not allowed to have, even after Shiva, but while a person's in Avelos, there's not supposed to be any physical, public, outward manifestation of Avelos during Shabbos or Yontif. So if I felt that if I did this, then it'd be Avelos before Hesed. Why is someone's not, he always davening Pesukah de Zimra? Happens to be when we moved my father, which was still during the 11 months from my mother. So actually, it was a different time. No, it was a different time, excuse me. Different time. But I remember I was davening at a minyan at the Koso, and they asked me to daven Pesukah de Zimra. And I felt I have nothing to base this on, absolutely nothing. But I felt as it was a reward for me davening Pesukah de Zimra on Shabbos morning at the Hashkama Minyan. I have nothing to base it on. Absolutely nothing. I'm just saying a premonition that I had. So anyway, so I felt I could daven Pesukah de Zimra because it would also be a public manifestation of Avelos. So it happened to me, I was speaking to Rabbi Gonsweig, the Mashkiach of Rav Moshe's Yeshiva and TJ, mentioned to him the idea, and I felt, he said, yeah, you could do it anyways. So I said, what's the anyways? He said, because Pesukah de Zimra is not a tefillah. I mean, that was his. It's not a tefillah. No, we say, I mean, again, not minimizing Pesukah de Zimra is important, obviously. But again, that was his language. It's not a tefillah. So again, so the way we learn it is exactly that. When you start davening, when do you start tefillah? Okay, so you could say it's starting with Pesukah de Zimra. But again, if you learn a differently, a little deeper, so when it starts at Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu. Right? Baruch Hu, which leads up, you know, which Shema, Kulo Tefillah, Shemon Esrei, right? That's Tefillah. So therefore, that's our minog, is that we do it at that point. We're running out of time, and I really want to get to this Mishnah Berurah. So that's why we learn it. V'al kopanim yamod me'utav l'fachos kedei hiluk arba amos. You should stay wrapped at least for the amount of time it takes you to walk for amos. I don't know, 8 feet, I don't know how long it will take you to walk. But again, it's very important that a person be wrapped up enough time Now, this is going to be important for later. To be wrapped up enough time in the tzitzis in order to go 4 amas, again, which is approximately 8 feet, shouldn't take that long, but at least that amount. But bear that in mind as we go through the halachas. Kasuv kavonas arizal, haya machas atalas al tefillin shel rosh. That the arizal used to put the talis on or over the tefillin shel rosh. V'ayimisov simen klav zayin, da'akopam lo yichas legamri. But we'll see later, you shouldn't cover the shel rosh completely. You shouldn't cover it because it says, so again, the shel rosh, as opposed to the shel yad, has to be somewhat visible, because based upon that pasuk. Okay, we have to stop here, but in Mirtz Hashem, next time, Thursday, Mirtz Hashem B'li Neder, we'll continue with this Mishnah Berurah, and we'll see, the Mishnah Berurah will lay out how he holds we do the Atifa. Now again, we'll see, this will be the opinion of Mishnah Berurah. There's other opinions. Ramosha had a different Mahalach. But again, Meretz Hashem will discuss that next time we're together. Again, Mincha is in 10 minutes. Mishnah Berurah next time, Meretz Hashem, not tomorrow, but Meretz Hashem on Thursday, B'li Neder. Yashkach, everyone.